Hey, folks. So I don't think I'm as exciting a speaker as everyone else, so I brought a prop. You can just look at that when I get boring. Anyway, so our wedding story, kind of strange. 17 years ago, actually almost to the day, I met my now husband, Scott. Not really likely that we would have met at all. I was living in D.C. as I had for about half of my adult life, and he had been here in Baltimore for almost all of his adult life. And it was just for one thing, and that is because we both happen to be enthusiasts of vintage Vespa scooters. It's kind of a small group of hobbyists who are involved with that. Throughout the entire DMV, there might be three dozen, in an area of 3 million. Having just celebrated my 40th birthday, thought, having my midlife crisis, it might be time for me to get another scooter, not having had one since I was in college. So here I am at, 2005, decided I'm going to get back into scootering again. Well, it was through that we managed to meet a number of folks around the area, and among them was my now husband, Scott. We got to know each other rather quickly, and having had, been a little disillusioned with my life in D.C. and coming up to Baltimore more often and more often, I was falling in love with the city, kind of falling in love with him too, and decided, I'll buy a house here. And so after 4 months after having started dating Scott, I bought the house that was just four doors away from him on the same block. So basically, it either had to go really well or it was going to be a disaster. So 17 years later, I'm here to say, it was the former, so we're very happy about that. When we first started, started living together, we were working on renovating his house. So we had two houses. So we were renovating his. We were living in mine. It was a bunch of fun stuff going on all the time. And one evening, he simply said, "This is pretty good. We should get married." I said, "Okay, yeah, that's a good idea." So from that point forward, we decided we were actually going to plan on having a fairly long engagement so we could really plan the wedding of our dreams. Both of us are 40-something. We don't have to go through the whole rigmarole of, who does the mother-in-law need to invite, and, you don't want to worry about, Uncle Terry the weirdo and, all of that stuff going on. So we decided we would just do it exactly the way we wanted. Among other things, we are both of Scottish descent, so we thought that it would be great to have a Highland-style wedding. So all the gents were wearing kilts. We had Scottish food. We had a bagpiper, the whole nine yards, as they say. And we also obviously wanted to pay homage to the way we met each other and our favorite hobby, and so that we would have a scooter parade. And if any of you folks around here may have seen us. We've been in the Hamden Mayor's Parade at Christmas time. We've been in the Columbus Day Parade. You see the Italian Vespa scooters, from time to time. But this time it was going to be just for our wedding. It was going to be Scott riding his scooter, me riding my scooter, our scooteristi wedding party following behind us as we left Hamden to go down to our venue at Micah. We would have our ceremony and reception there and then turn right back around and head back to Hamden for our after party. It was going to be a super fun, beautiful afternoon, Memorial Day weekend, and what could go wrong? Yeah. So, actually, this is a really gone wrong, and it was in March, 11 weeks before our wedding. I get a call from Scott while I'm at work, and he's on his way to work, and he's panicked. He is telling me he's having symptoms of a stroke, and he can't see. He's pulling his car over to the side of the road. Can I come help him? And I'm thinking to myself, this is insane. You're 40 years old. You're not 80. You're not having a stroke. You hungover? I don't know. And none of it made sense. But I said, okay, I'll take you seriously. You sound pretty upset. Left my work, drove back home, and then followed the route that he took to work because he couldn't even tell me what intersection he was at because he really honestly couldn't see. Found him pulled over to the side of the road. And sure enough, he seems to be experiencing all of these effects of stroke. And I am absolutely, I am untethered. What do I do? having been only recently moved to here, I honestly didn't even know where the nearest emergency room was. So what I did, I took him to the nearest doctor's office that was on Falls Road, and we just, gratefully, they were open. We just walked right in, and I said, I think he's having a stroke. And they took him seriously, and they took him back and said, yes, he is. He is actually suffering a stroke right now. They called an ambulance. They got him to Good Samaritan. In case anybody wonders, that is the stroke hospital for Baltimore. Okay, but sadly, it had been the time that elapsed had been so long that any of the clotbuster drugs that you were able to kind of stop a stroke in progress, that time it has expired. So he suffered the full on effect of what was going to end up being a permanent visual disability. And there's a good one for you guys, especially if you've had a couple cocktails. we learned after he'd been in the hospital for a couple of days that it was homonymous hemianopia, which means that he has a very tiny field of vision in the lower left quadrant of his field of vision and is blind elsewhere. That was going to be permanent. And as we sat there and tried to digest all of this from... what is he going to do for work? Scott is a software engineer. He reads and writes code all day. If you can't read a screen, what does that mean for your career? Think about what does it mean for every single thing in your life when all of a sudden you're blind. And what we also had to think about, too, was our wedding, just 11 weeks away, and he can't drive. He can't be a part of the scooter parade. He can't be a part of this thing that was the reason that we came together in the first place. So as we're sort of beginning to adjust to all of this, our friends and family are all finding out about the stroke and what that meant to us. And we got a call from a friend of ours who is a bit of a mad scientist, a bit of a genius, and said to us, you know, I think I have a way to help you have that scooter parade you wanted after all. And I said, well, okay. I'm listening. And Alex has a bit of an engineering behind him. And what he had done earlier in the year before, was he created a kind of sidecar for a scooter that has never been seen before. So most people are used to seeing a sidecar on a motorcycle or a scooter or something. It looks like a little sort of capsule that's on the right-hand side of, you know, your two-wheeled vehicle. He decided one day that he would take the black leather love seat from his living room and build an axle and a frame to set that upon so that he could create what is now known as El Caucho. It is a gas-powered scooter side couch, and it is an actual piece of living room furniture that you can ride around on. I thought, well, that sounds like an interesting idea, and he said, I would be happy to chauffeur you and Scott. We can take you both on El Caucho, and you'll have your scooter ride after all. And what a tremendous idea. So, on our wedding day, we had planned on leaving Hamden together. This time, Scott and the best man made their way to our venue at Micah. I was lucky enough to be able to ride my own scooter, wearing my ginormous vintage Kleinfeld gown, which barely tucked in around all of that. But along with a couple of the groomsmen, we rode down to Micah, had an amazing reception as we saw El Caucho parked proudly out front on the plaza in front of Maine. We had a wonderful ceremony and reception, and as it came time to leave, here comes El Caucho, brought out in front of all of us. We had the rest of our wedding party was behind us, ready to follow along. And I can tell you one thing. If you've never ridden at 40 miles per hour on a piece of living room furniture, yeah. So I have to say the one thing that this has told me about everything that has to do with weddings was we have the most amazing friends that in a time of true need, there's nothing that creativity can't handle. And I will also tell you this, that if you're a man and you're not used to wearing a skirt and you're riding along at 40 miles an hour... So anyway, I did want to just say, so it's thanks to friends and family, and that is that's kind of the moral of the story, is that it wouldn't have happened without them. And that is my wedding helmet. Okay.